Hey guys, and welcome back to another Late Night Talk with Sebastian, where we talk about anything in the middle of the night. As I promised on my last talk, today we're going to be talking about how social media reshapes people's understanding of feminism. And in order to do that, and realize this is a real issue, I had to first make sure a large amount of people don't understand it. So I did some research, and one of the first things that popped up was a Washington Post, where they interviewed President Donald J. Trump, asking him if he would identify as a feminist. To that he answered, "No, I wouldn't say I'm a feminist. I mean, I think that would maybe be going too far. I'm for women, I'm for men, I'm for everyone." Which is a big no-no, especially if you understand that feminism is for everyone, and identifying as one isn't going too far. But Trump isn't the only one. Women themselves share the ideas of feminism and are too afraid to identify as one. A psychological study done at the University of Mary Washington showed that 11 to 26% of women questioned actually accepted the title of feminist. This doesn't mean they're against it, because the majority of the women questioned shared the same ideas as feminism. And if you realize that if Trump's president right now, he's president for a reason. That he had majority of the votes in America, so majority of people in America share the same ideas as President Trump. And why, you ask? Because social media has created a social stigma that generalizes feminazis to represent all feminists. Let me dig deeper into that. Feminazis are pretty much the radical feminists. They can't stand men and believe wearing a bra is letting men oppress women. These feminazis are the basis of where all stereotypes and memes come from. Memes being today's generation's way of sharing cultural ideas, where we can see how the echo chamber can come into play. For those of you that don't know what the echo chamber is, it's a metaphor used to describe a situation where people are able to seek out information which reinforces their existing views and blocks out any biased opinion, and it repeats. So pretty much, people go onto social media to find these memes that strengthen their pre-existing stereotypes about feminists. So I encourage you to ignore memes and only seek them for humor. Well, that's all I have for you today, folks. If you are interested in reading my research paper, you can find me somewhere around Elmer's College campus. I'll see you guys next time when I talk about million-dollar ideas.